Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An Erios production.
We're gonna have to figure out a way to share this book then, because yeah. I love it as well.
Okay, great, great, great. Oh my gosh, her and Rihanna in here.
And you gotta think, these are like Getty images that they had to pay for to get, like, unless... The unofficial is
real unofficial. I don't know. I know what you're saying. Yeah, this is wild. This is my favorite Britney look of all time. This is from the Onyx Hotel tour.
Oh, yes.
This black onesie.
Latexy,
yes.
With little hints of that. Is that pink? Yeah, pink shoulder pads and everything.
Gosh, I just love her in a Vegas, like a an Elvis one piece.
She looks
like
good in a
one
piece.
Too. This is great. I'll post this book so you guys can see the cover too. And then this fabulous hat look on the back.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, she's so gorgeous. Such a pretty, pretty, pretty woman.
Pretty and still pretty to this day, I think.
Still pretty. Heather McMahon and I were just talking about this on the podcast about how throughout everything, she's just a beautiful girl. Now, yeah. Sure, there are different things we want from Britney. Okay, you're a makeup artist. So I just want to start with this.
Okay.
The eye makeup, Britney, yes. And her makeup day today.
Okay.
I'm sitting on your couch with not a stitch. I had to walk in and be like, listen, I'm dealing with an acne breakout. I looked at my face today and I was like, I cannot put makeup on this face. I cannot do it. So I apologize. You're looking at a real situation.
No. First of all, let me just say, it's a myth that a makeup artist is staring at your face. I am not, you know, that's work mode. Right now it's Britney mode. So I did not, you could have not told me that at all. And I would not have noticed.
I was more, and that, you know, well, thank you. And I'm more bringing this up because, you know, I'm about to pass judgment on a person and I'm not wearing a stitch of makeup, but Britney in her day to day is wearing makeup. And specifically, let's get into the eyeliner.
Let's dive in like she dives into that coal pencil.
What is that? Is that a sleeping in that and it's just from the day before, weeks before?
So, you know, obviously all we can do is theorize with Britney. Like that's all we can do on her Instagram. That's all we can do, especially as you guys covered, you know, with Heather. It's an interesting time for all of us as fans. So... my best guess, and I don't think it's as bad as people make it seem. People are really, you know, will really be mean to her in the comments about the eye makeup. I think what we're looking at is a woman who has always had her makeup done since she was a little girl, from the Mickey Mouse Club, from Broadway before that. She's always had her makeup done. She may or may not be a little bit stunted emotionally, mentally, who knows? I'm not, you know, I don't know, but like where her head's at, maybe the trends, she doesn't keep up with them. And so I remember that era of makeup. Obviously, I've always loved makeup. That era was all about the coal liner, you know, a smoky eye. She always has rocked a smoky eye. That doesn't mean she necessarily knows how to do a good one on herself. But I just think of like my mom who was like an 80s baby. And, you know, Britney was born in the, when was she born? 81, 82?
Yeah.
So she kind of grew up in that same area. I have a young mom, and my mom won't wear any makeup, but you better believe she's not going to leave the house without putting on a little black Kohl pencil on her waterline. So I really think it's just a version of that that's being not monitored.
Yes.
As far as the sleeping in it and stuff, I mean, it looks like someone is sleeping in their makeup, you know?
It does, right?
But also that stuff is hard to get off. So who knows what 24-hour pencil she's wearing. And you can scrub and Q-tip. You know, I wear makeup pretty regularly. And I love to play around with new makeup that I get on myself. And like sometimes I will have rings around my eyes for weeks trying to get the waterproof mascara off. And you know, our girl's active. She's doing her working on her backyard fitness.
Working on that backyard fitness. She's mm-hmm. working on her back flexibility more specifically, as she has let us know. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, the number one thing, if I were sent to a stranded island and they're like, you can bring one thing, even though I would need two for this, would be eye makeup remover and Q-tips.
Yeah.
It's my one thing. I can't sleep in eye makeup. I can be drunk and get home. It could be so late. I don't want to take it off. I will stay up and get that eye makeup off.
I cannot relate. I can totally sleep in some mascara and some eyeliner. So I relate to Brittany.
God bless you. I don't know what it is. I just can't do it. Or some, I've seen this before. Who did I see do this on Instagram? It was, oh gosh, I can't remember. But they had their makeup done right before they went to bed, their eyes done, and then slept because they had to get up so early the next morning.
Wasn't it like Kim Kardashian or somebody, or Paris Hilton?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I know they've all talked about that. Like Paris Hilton, one of her tips was like, get your makeup done late enough so that way you can go out and then sleep in it and you're ready for the next day when you wake up. So.
Hey, okay. Now you do a lot of the Vanderpump Gals.
That's true.
And I'm curious. What level of makeup are they wearing that we're seeing on TV?
I mean, for that kind of stuff, they do mainly they do it themselves. And they're all really talented at doing their own makeup. They've been on a show for 8 years. And I think it's a powerful thing to watch yourself pack in HD. And I think it makes you really learn, you know, what works and what doesn't. And so I'm always impressed with those girls when, you know, when I'm not able to do their makeup or if they're not getting it done for an event or something big. They're pretty skilled. I mean, you know, they all have different levels. There's, you know, a cast of like 7 or 8 females. But yeah, they're all really skilled at doing their own makeup.
I mean, God love her. Kristen's going through it this season. I don't know if you've watched the first two. Yeah. And I mean, Stassi called her out on it. She was like, she's not wearing a stitch. She's not wearing a stitch. But God love her. That's what I love about Kristen, though. She gives a lot to the show. She's like, this is where I'm actually at, and this is what I'm going to do.
And she looks pretty without makeup, though. She's got some of them. I think her skin is so beautiful.
Well, I agree. But also, you definitely know because you're up close and personal with
these gals. Yeah, she's got beautiful skin. Like, even when we do a full face, we're talking like concealer and some tinted moisturizer for her. She's not a...
Tinted moisturizer.
I mean, she's got great skin. And that like lovely olive complexion. Oh, like, she's beautiful.
Oh my gosh. A tinted moisturizer and a woman over 35 who smokes and drinks. Wow. Kristen, get it. That's amazing. And do they, they always keep up with their spray tans and they know how to contour. I feel like those ladies, none of them, I never look at them. Is that not contouring?
Yeah, I
don't know.
I guess they do a little, but I wouldn't say, because I think of contour, I think of like the ridiculousness of the Kardashians, where it's like you see them outside of a light that's following them around while they're filming, or you get a quick edit glimpse of, you know, the side of Khloe Kardashian's face, and you're like, did she fall into a bowl of chocolate milk? Like, they're not doing that. They're not pulling those stunts.
Okay, they're all beautiful.
They really
beautiful
are.
Beautiful women. What do you think are the keys, like the basics of like making you like pop a little bit on HD camera there?
I mean, it's gosh, popping on HD, you want a smooth canvas. So if you do have problematic skin, you want to get a good HD foundation.
Okay, I would need that. Today, that's what I would need. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm working on it all week. I've got a facial booked. I got another thing next week. I'm on top of it.
I mean, you'll be back on track. And
right as rain.
Yeah. No time at all.
So I would need an HD foundation.
And some good powder. I mean, that's your canvas. You know, you got, that's where it starts at. So if you have that as your basic, you can swipe on some mascara and a little lip gloss and be good to go.
So it's all about the foundation.
It's all for HD, you know, specifically for HD.
So when they're filming, mm-hmm. those gals are wearing HD foundation.
I mean, I can't speak, you know, I only know certain things
okay,
of what,
of what you know.
Of what I know, but like we've always used aerosol foundations, like the Dior that comes like in an air, like a spray.
Ooh.
And it's really nice because it's like blurring and it's, there's something about that consistency that it's like very light on the skin, but it also, because it's a spray, it doesn't come out. It doesn't have like, you're not swiping it on with a brush. It doesn't create any lines of demarcation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then, okay, do you have a favorite concealer?
You know, I'm old school. I like the NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer is really good.
Okay.
The Tarte Cosmetics Shape Tape is really thick and heavy if you really need to go in there, you know, do some damage. And then the Becca, I love to wear the Becca light reflecting or light shifting concealer, but that's super light. I mean, you'd have to be like that's going to the beach on camera kind of day.
Going to the beach on camera.
You know.
So if they like did one of their wild trips to Mexico.
I would recommend that. Yeah, I'd say here.
Okay, great. You know what I love? I think that this is genius. Never tried it, but I'm like, I think this is a great product. Is the Kim Kardashian West body foundation. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah.
Do you think, do you not, do you disagree? I just think
it's a great
product.
Wait, do you think product. It's a great product? Oh, you're saying, okay, I
think it's
saying.
A great product.
I mean, it is a great product. It's existed for forever before, you know.
But she took it to the, yeah, to the people, it, she, to the masses.
That's true. But I still love like the Sally Hansen airbrush legs, that kind of stuff that you can get at, you know, CVS and Walgreens. I love that stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm not entirely convinced that there's too much of difference between the two. So
I'm sure you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're right. Have you ever painted Lala's face?
No. She's so sweet and she's, you know, I've gotten so close with her, but she does. Pretty much she does her own makeup, and if not, she just had someone that she's worked with before I came into the picture. So, but she does like a lot of her, you know, she's been on the award show circuit this awards season, and I think she's doing her own makeup, and it looks really good. Every time I see her in person, I'm like,
damn,
pull her
Lala.
2 inches to my face, and yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Damn, Lala, you are giving me Lala.
And she is giving them Lala. I love give them Lala.
Yeah.
Brittany, you did Brittany, not our Brittany, Brittany Vanderpump Brittany. You did her makeup for her wedding,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Wow. Now that's some high pressure makeup.
Yeah.
Or you know her face so well. So you guys have, your
we had
own
been
thing.
Working together for nearly 2 years. So we kept being like, let's schedule a, what's it called? A trial, like a wedding trial. But then we would be to, and then she was so busy because they were filming. The show had already started filming. So then we'd do little, you know, little press things or whatever. So we'd constantly be doing, I was doing her makeup up until like 3 days before we left to the wedding. So we never really had to end up doing a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And all we agreed upon, luckily we did this really fun shoot when we went to New York for like Watch What Happens Live. And she did this bridal shoot for Glamour magazine.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Did you do
it?
The makeup?
Yeah.
Bag? Oh my God. I thought those photos were,
aren't they beautiful?
Stunning.
I like want to print them out and like hang them on the walls. Like they're so pretty.
It was like Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City.
That's what it was so funny. Even Jack showed up afterwards and was like, this is like Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, Jack's new. And yeah, we were saying it the whole time. We were like, we're in New York City in like the Hearst Tower. Baby Spice from the Spice Girls walked by. Like it was truly like, I mean, it was iconic for me. I can't even imagine how iconic for Britney. Like it was, well, I do know, but it was awesome. Yeah. And so that was kind of like our, when the reaction to that, those looks came out, like how, you know, we didn't do a full strip of lashes. We just kind of, it was a softer approach to doing the makeup. everyone loved it so much that we were like, we have to kind of go in that direction for her wedding day. And so we did. And then, you know, you got a lot of girls with opinions that day too. So, everyone kind of was in unison. Like, we, you know, you're going to want no trends, nothing trendy for your wedding day. I think Brittany knew that too. But like, you know, if you're getting married, don't do a trend.
Do not do a trend.
unless you wear it every single day. Like, if you're a girl who pops on red lipstick no matter what, then wear your red lipstick on your wedding day. But like, if you think today is the day you want to try out a red lipstick or a bold lipstick, people do it. I'm telling you.
I wonder what that is. Well, you're just like, today's the big day, so I'm going to do something big and
exactly.
different.
Exactly. And it's...
It never turns out.
No, do not.
Great. Well, I had to bring all of that up because I think it's so interesting. We're talking about Brittany, and Brittany is part of the culture. And I mean... The Vanderpump Gang, they are such a huge part of pop culture right now in this
Very
major
true.
Way. And I believe, I said this on another podcast called Bitch Sesh recently, where I think that, do you love it?
I love Bitch Sesh. Oh my God.
I think that the Vanderpump people have the staying power of a Kardashian. Now, do I think that they have the earning potential outside of the show? I mean, they don't have Kris Jenner working for, you know, for them. But I think that there's just something about them where I could do another 10 years with them. No problem.
Easy. I know. Oh my gosh. I know. And I think, you know, this season's a test season, and I don't, you know, I have to clarify, I don't know anything from the inside. I'm hired by the girls directly. I don't know. Like, I'm not hired by Bravo. So I don't know the inner workings of like, what's going on in the show. Like, I didn't know there was going to be new cast members until everyone found out there was new cast members. So that's kind of like, and I, you know, so, but the Real Housewives are getting replaced every season. Someone's coming and someone's, you know, someone new is a coming and someone's a going, but no one's getting replaced over there. I mean, they're adding more people, but
they're adding new people. And I think that the way they did it was great because I think a spinoff could just be Tom Tom. And I think that they're a little bit doing that with giving us, what's his name? Is his name not Max? Max is over at Sir. The other guy. Who's the guy that's like sleeping with everyone?
Wait, no, there's Max and Brett, and everyone says they look alike.
I know.
Max is the manager of Tom Tom, and okay, Brett is the one who said Sheen is a bad kisser.
That's right. Okay. So Max, I think that was a natural thing. And then having Dana.
Dana, yeah.
We're still getting used to them. But that having Dana be the work also working at Tom Tom and then moving over to Sir, it's good. We're kind of like, okay, but we should be at Tom Tom more. But, you know, I see what they're doing. It's like, I'm okay with it. But I love them. I could watch them for another 10 years.
I mean, they're really, I'm super partial to them because not to be like, you know how people say like, I listened to that band before they were famous. Like, I knew them before. I met them before I'd ever seen the show. So I just met these really warm and welcoming group of people who were like best friends. It was like such a fun time doing their makeup the very first time I got to do their makeup. And from then on, I was like, well, now I got to check out this show and see what these people are about. And I mean, I get why people have, you know, such strong opinions. After I did Kristen's makeup, people were commenting. I posted a picture like, gorgeous Kristen. And people are like, I'm like, I can't stand her, you know? And I'm like, why? But why? So then I checked it all out and said, I can see, you know, both sides of the story. But, you know, I really start to understand when a housewife in a reunion says the editing and the Andy gets mad and says, it's not the editing. You know, it's like, you really did that. But I'm like, there is, you know, those editors are...
They're geniuses.
They're geniuses. Give them awards.
They're giving us, they're handing over masterpieces left and right. It's incredible. It's the only thing I want to watch. I love it so much. Now, Jared.
Yes.
We haven't even told the audience any of this, but in August,
mm-hmm.
in August,
late August,
you were diagnosed with
acute myeloid leukemia.
Real shocker.
Yeah. Out of the blue. I can tell you that much.
And so you have been in this battle with cancer mm-hmm. since late August.
Yeah.
And I mean, we had met before way before.
Way before, yeah.
When the podcast came out, we have a friend in common, Julie Lake, also mm-hmm. a friend of the podcast, mm-hmm. has been a guest on the show. And you reached out to her. You figured out that we knew each other, Julie and I. And you were like, oh my God, I want to meet Jen. I want to do her makeup.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that I was in a movie and I had to go to the premiere and I was like, well, could you do my makeup for that? And it was great. And you came over and we had a real time.
We talked all about Britney.
All about Britney.
I can remember your makeup too. Like a really fun pink lip and like a little play on a purple smoky eye. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yes, we did.
I can
remember
it specifically.
I wore a real, because I did like a color block look, like red pants with like a plum just t-shirt. And then silver shoes. Sounds wild, but it was really
iconic, actually. It was like a really good look.
I was really pleased with it. So we had so much fun. You did my makeup. We really got to kiki about Britney, and it was really fun. And then this whole thing happened to you. So I want to talk about so many things today, but really how you're kind of having your own 2007 Britney experience.
Yeah, I think, yeah, a 2007 experience and a mixed with a current Britney experience. I feel like, you know, I feel like it all ties together. Is it you who says all roads lead back to Britney?
If not, I don't know if I've said that, but I feel that.
I feel like that's something that's an energy you project, you know. It's weird. It's been a weird time, but yeah, definitely can relate to the 2007s and
if Britney can get through 2007, we can get through today.
Exactly.
What a shock. You had no idea, right? Were you feeling lethargic at all? Not feeling well? How you found out?
Yeah. I mean, I was sick for a couple of months, but just like it started as migraines. So then I was like, man, I'm really having bad migraines. So then I was constantly kind of shuffled around to doctors. And that was like a month and a half. And then the second month at the beginning of August, I lost 30 pounds. I was like not able to really hold down a lot of food. So then it became a little bit scarier and a little bit more urgent. So then I was going to ER visits and, you know, just kind of getting passed around again with our, you know, the medical system's not perfect here in America, but so getting shuffled around a little bit until it got to the point where I was like, I need to go to, you know, a hospital that maybe isn't covered by my insurance, but really knows that does thorough testing. So I went to UCLA and then USC and, you know, they were able to diagnose me within a couple of days.
And I mean, let's just get to it. Are you listening to Britney during this time? If so, what are you listening to? What is your relationship like with Britney right now going through this experience?
I mean, well, she's always on my playlist. So obviously, like, I remember, like, there's just so many, like, little things, because she's always, you know, she's like, I'm a huge Britney fan. So she's a huge part of, you know, I anxiously await her Instagram post. So that was a big thing in the hospital, sitting bored, just waiting for the next post to arise and to bring me a little bit of joy, or, you know, to read up on some good conspiracy theories, whichever way you want to travel that road. Uh-huh. But it was very, you know, it was that kind of stuff happening. And then I remember like little things, like I couldn't catch my breath for the first couple of weeks. And they were really worried about me getting pneumonia, which is like a big thing when you're sick and, you know, undergoing chemo. And so I would have to try to do this, like, I don't even know what it's called, but like you had to blow into something to show your lung capacity. And I couldn't do it. So they're like, well, try singing, like just try singing a song. So of course me and my mom are sitting there and I'm like, you know, devastated, still barely processing anything, medicated, devastated, had just finished a hell week of chemo. And I'm like, oops, I did it again, to get my breath. And then, you know, and then it became like, you know, I would put on, Toxic, whatever song would just come on the shuffle of the Britney thing, and I would just sing along to it to get my lung capacity up. And
oh my God.
Yeah, you know, so it's really, looking back, it's like, well, that was really cool. I kind of forgot about it until I knew we were talking, to think, because I was like, what has happened with Britney over like my journey, how she stays in our lives in like that weird way, like,
because it's always warm in Southern California. I'm trying to think for myself, Britney's timeline since you were diagnosed, when was she in and out of the mental health facility this most
recent
time?
That was like spring. So this is all post Free Britney, you know, post all of that kind of hoopla.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So she was back in control of her Instagram. She was vacationing a lot.
Oh, that's when she was in Hawaii like every other week.
But yeah, but with Sam.
Okay, do you mm-hmm. think that they broke up?
Mm-hmm.
They did, right?
There's no way they didn't.
when she posted that sad lion picture, that little baby tiger lion photo, I knew it.
We all knew.
So you did? Did you think the same thing?
Yeah. And I mean, well, yes. I mean, that, you know, that's been her calling card when she's ready to speak some, you know, to express herself for years. The powerful, you know, what are they called? The killing cats, the lions and the tigers and the leopards. She loves a big cat of prey.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe it too. Yeah, he's absolutely just been out of the...
And then her desire to share her solo, you know, I love going on vacation by myself, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
She really has been letting us know she's been alone.
Oh, no. Now, how did you feel about Sam in general?
I'm a I want Britney to be happy person. So I felt like she was really happy a lot of the times with him. So I don't know his motives, you know, like how can we know? But she seemed...
I think they were pure.
I do too. I feel like I'm in the minority. I was afraid to say it.
No, I mean, speak your truth. We need to share all Britney opinions here. And it's great when we agree. So I love it. But I think his intentions were pure. I think he's just not that bright. And, you know, Britney, maybe the same thing too in a lot of ways. And they just, I think they connected physically and had a great time. I do. I think she was really happy with him.
Well, and then also I always think back of, I read a lot of tabloids and I loved, I mean, that was part of the reason that made me come to LA is like, oh, this culture of Hollywood. And I remember being, I don't know how old, but like Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore, like their, you know, age gap love. And I remember in some like People magazine or some Us Weekly article saying, you know, a 40-year-old woman and a 20-something-year-old young man, early 20s-year-old man, are at their sexual peak, so they're actually perfectly compatible. I don't know why, like, 14-year-old me was reading that, but I thought, you know, it came back to my mind. I said, I bet you, you know, they're making some sweet, sweet love.
Oh.
If, I mean...
The sweetest love.
Yeah. If nothing else. And he's cooking her steaks at 5 p.m. for breakfast, so...
Yeah, they're just, like, hanging out in bed all day and... Oh, no. So Britney and Sam, guys, I think they're broken up.
I really do, too. I mean, we would have seen him by now, if not.
It's been a minute since he's graced us with his presence on Instagram. And I don't follow him, so I haven't been keeping up with what he's been doing over there with that. But, I think they broke up. Well, they were together for a few years.
Yeah, for a while.
That's nice that she had that time with him. And he stuck by her through this last, you know, moment that she was having. People really didn't care for him too much. They thought that he was almost like behind it or something.
Yeah, there was a lot of negativity towards him. I think we all know, like, anyone who hangs out with her has to be vetted. So obviously he's got to be vetted. So even if he had bad intentions, they would have found, you know, like, I feel like her security team would have been like, no, this guy's a no-go right away.
My friend, Brittany Ross, her brother-in-law works with Sam. They're trainers at the same gym.
Oh, wild.
And he says that now Brittany's brother-in-law is just like a nice dude. Like, he's just a nice guy. And he just says that Sam is a nice guy, but that he would FaceTime Britney and like show her around the gym.
Interesting. Interesting that she couldn't just go with him to the gym either.
Well, I don't think she's going really anywhere. She is.
What do you say? Rapunzel, your concept for a music video.
Oh, yes. Oh. It's a song called Rapunzel, and she lets her hair down. And then we see that. It's Britney climbing up her own hair to save her. She's saving herself.
Get Max Martin on the line to write this song and Sia. Oh my God. Let's get Sia to produce.
Sia.
And then let's get Joseph Kahn to direct the video. I mean, this is.
Yes. Let's get the heavy hitters back with Britney. Who gave us the best? So I think that Sia can bring something fresh. I think we get Joseph Kahn. He gave us all of the best Britney music videos. And let Joseph Kahn do what he does.
David Myers, you know, he did. There is always those two. It was always those two directing the like iconic ones.
Yes.
I'll take either.
I mean, Joseph Kahn really got screwed this last time. He did a music video And for her, God, what song was it?
Perfume.
Yes. And then they scratched it and kind of like piecemealed it together. And it wasn't his vision. And I just think we got to let artists make art.
I heard.
Oh, my God.
I knew someone who worked the Perfume video. And they gave me the, what is that called? An old Hollywood, like the shot list, you know? And so it was, I mean, it's been released now. They've confirmed what the ending was going to be and everything. So it's not such
she
a tease.
She dies.
Yeah, she dies. And, you know, it's very tragic and stuff. But I heard that it was Britney who axed it. Do we believe that?
Well, you know.
That she was pulling her mom card. You know, she went through that phase where she was like, I'm a mom. I'm not sexy. I'm not. You know, like I'm a mom. I don't know if you remember that right around that.
I do. I wonder if she saw it and then she was like, whoa, wait, this is too much. I don't want my sons to see me. Because I believe it's that she sacrifices herself to save the guy that she's in love with. And so she ends up being murdered.
Yeah. Kind of brutally too. Like according to the shot list that I saw.
Hmm.
Like beaten to death or something really like dramatic.
Oh, so maybe it scared her to see it. Oh, God.
But that also does sound like a very, you know, anti-feminist kind of. So I wait for you to call and I try to act natural. Have you been thinking about her, about me? And while I wait, I put on my perfume. Yeah, I want it all over you. I'm gonna mark my territory. We just don't know. She is a unicorn. She's the only
celebrity that still feels like an old school celebrity where there's this mystery surrounding her.
It's really like my dad who knows nothing about any of this stuff was like, what were you saying to your mom about Britney Spears being in a conservatorship? And I was like, oh, let me tell you. And so we went on a walk today and I gave him the whole breakdown and he's like, wow, it kind of sounds like Judy Garland or something or Marilyn Monroe. And I was like, Dad, welcome to being a Britney fan.
Yeah. Totally. Your dad really gets it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was very impressed and shocked. But yeah, and then I was like, oh my God, it is. Because even people like Madonna or Beyonce who keep things private, you know, very private, they still plan, they're still in such control of what they're gonna put out next.
Yeah, says Molly Lambert, another past guest of the podcast, said, Britney is Marilyn who lives.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I might start. Oh, chills.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, makeup. What's your favorite Britney makeup look?
I mean, I am not afraid of recent Britney stuff. Like, you know, when she was in Vegas.
You are not afraid.
I am not afraid of her stuff. I really loved when she came back, I think it's 2015, when she did the Mega Mix right before Glory came out and she performed it for the Billboard Music Awards.
Wow.
I'm not talking a photo shoot. I'm talking live because you can really see the real what she really looks like with makeup on a live performance, you know, like a televised live performance. And I really love the way they made her look and the way her makeup was for that performance with that, like, I mean, nude lip, glossy nude lip and like, you know, and she was wearing that red suit. It was so perfect. And the smoky eye that winged out a little bit, which we don't get a lot from her. We get a lot more kind of a smudgier smoky.
Yeah, she, it seems as though she sat for that one. She let them actually finish and do their work for that performance. Britney is the queen of the nude lip.
Yeah.
She doesn't do a lot of...
She does not do a lot. I'm looking at the book you're holding, and she, even the back, she has not done color in a while. She loves a glossy lip, which I love a glossy lip. So,
still now?
Mm. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. When Theodore Leaf was on and we went through Britney's hair throughout the ages, and he said, look, the infamous performance of Britney at the VMAs when she did Give Me More, we all know that that hair was pretty rough. But the makeup, Theodore said, I want to spotlight the makeup. And so I'm holding a photo. And would you agree? I mean, look at the makeup for that during that performance.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, they were able to get into the inner corner of her eye and highlight it. And, you know, that's not a messy eye make. It's a smoky eye, which went well. I heard because Ken Paves, you know, the famous Ken Paves was doing her hair for that. And he was putting in pieces of... you know, pieces of hair, and it was going to be kind of like a bouffant style wig. And she also didn't wear the outfit that obviously we all know that she was supposed to wear that went on top of the brawn panties.
Yes.
That would have really cinched her up and made her, you know,
she would have looked fantastic. I mean, she didn't look bad. It was the energy. It was what was happening with her. That was rough. I mean, the hair was rough. I mean, she wouldn't let Ken Paves do what
needed
he
to be done.
Yes. Even like, let's do, this is early Britney makeup. Okay. So I'm pulling up the photo. Guys, we all know it. This was Britney's live performance look, early days. She's wearing the hot pink tube top with the white pants and the pink knee pads patches. And she wore hair in pigtails a lot. Her makeup looks like, I mean, because I know this is late 90s makeup. So there's like extra blush happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of blush. She looks gorgeous. There's a lot of body shimmer.
A lot of body shimmer.
And you can notice, actually, if she would close her eyes in that picture, you'd probably see a lot of frosted eyeshadow in the inner corner, kind of blended out. She did a lot of, I was watching a lot of old videos of her a couple days ago, and yeah, she loves the frosted eyeshadow back in the, you know, pre-2001. But she always has a smoky eye, I'm telling you.
Now we're talking where this was a rough.
It's X Factor era, Femme Fatale X Factor era.
Okay.
2011.
Do you agree that something happened in 2011 with Britney? And we kind of kept, some of it was kept under wraps. Like we know she got weird on X Factor, and then they were like, okay, never mind. This was not a good fit for Britney, and we're exiting. And to me, whatever happened in 2011 is what part of her performance, like of Britney dancing. It's not this knee injury thing that's not allowing her to dance the way she used to dance. It's like a disconnect in her soul. And I think that whatever that happened in 2011.
Definitely.
So now we're looking at a 2011 makeup look. They didn't fill in her. Now, when you talk about the canvas, right? They didn't finish. It's the makeup. They didn't finish, right? Doesn't this seem a little?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't finish. They didn't fill in her brows. They didn't. And it's probably, you know, honestly, it's probably not the makeup artist's fault, I'm going to assume. There was probably a time thing or a not wanting to finish kind of thing.
She doesn't like to sit.
She does not like to sit. I have a couple friends who, you know, in the industry who've worked with her before, and they say it's 45 minutes for both, and usually it's the same person doing both.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, a lot of times. I mean, for big things, they'll hire two people, but she doesn't like that tag team approach of having someone tugging on the hair and in her face at the same time.
Aw, baby girl.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, she clearly doesn't have any lashes on, which for bigger things, they usually pop on, you know, a little corner lash at least.
Yeah, and definitely didn't finish the eyebrows.
Definitely
and then the lips, no line. Those lips aren't lined.
Yeah, it looks like chapstick. I mean, she still looks beautiful, obviously.
Again, she's a beautiful girl.
a beautiful legend, but yeah, something definitely happened in 2011. There were reports that leaked out that year that she was cutting her hair at a Disneyland hotel while she was with Jason Trawick and like left Disneyland in a fury. These are all unconfirmed, of course.
Of course. Oh man, God, she is just such a queen. Yeah, if she does a lip, it's more in this family. Mm-hmm. What color would you say this is? Like a...
almost like a little, like a hint of corally rose. I don't know.
Yeah. She's just a doll face. I just love her. I just love her. She does love a smoky eye and a nude lip.
I mean, it's been her look since... pretty much since, I would say, Oops, I Did It Again. Well, Oops, I Did It Again, she was experimenting with that, you know, early 2000s, late 90s, frosty eye and stuff. But after that era, like, by the time she gets to Slave for You, I mean, it is a smoky eye, a nude lip, from then on out, from 2001 out.
Same thing. So, no eyelashes here, right? Or are there lashes in this
one? I don't see eyelashes in that one. I mean...
same thing with the... are her brows filled in?
No, what was happening in 2011?
Okay, so we've gotten to some, we've done some great work here. Great sleuthing. She wasn't putting lashes on and she wasn't filling in her brows.
And we're barely doing a lip. I mean, it's not like a active nude lip participating here. It's like a...
this is an unactive nude lip. Yeah. 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 Okay. All right. Wait. This is a great segue.
Okay.
You have your own line of lashes.
Yes, I do. I collabed. A lash company reached out to me and said they would love to help. They heard about my, you know, I've had some insurance troubles with my cancer battle. And so I'm stuck with, at the moment, a $500,000 bill that's not being covered by insurance. So this lovely small company who supported me for years reached out to me and said, we'd love to collab. And it's actually my first, like, you know, where I got to pick out the style and design and whatever. And I was coming up with a name. And of course, this should come as no surprise. I was thinking, what do I call a name? What do I name the lashes? What do I name them? And I came up with Stronger Than Yesterday. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So do you get the reference?
I think I do. Stronger Than Yesterday?
Yeah. So.
This is amazing. Where can we find these lashes?
So it's on lashaholiclashes.com, or just go to their Instagram or my Instagram. And
what's your Instagram?
Oh, Jared Lips, J-A-R-E-D Lips, L-I-P-S. But yeah, and you can get them. And then a huge portion of each lash sold, tongue twister, each portion of the lash sold goes directly to my medical bills. So it's really cool.
Please go out. Please support. Get these lashes. You will not look like 2011 Britney. You will look fabulous.
Yeah, you'll look pre-2011, but not 2007 maybe. Like, we're talking like peak Britney. We're talking Slave for You,
yes.
In the Zone.
Yes.
Toxic Britney.
Yes, go get yourself some lashes. Get your friends a pair of lashes. It's a great gift. I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what, like, are all different kinds can we get?
Well, I just have one style with the company.
Okay.
So yeah. So go ahead and cop my pair, you know, and then, they're really versatile though. You can cut them. If you have any questions, DM me. I answer all my DMs on how to put them on and how to cut them, where to place them. I got a lot of free time on my hands. So I will give you a full, I might even just, you know, FaceTime you and give you a full one-on-one tutorial.
Full tutorial. Yeah. Yes. All right. Stronger Than Yesterday. Yes. I'm here for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Britney look?
Oh my God. That's like picking a favorite child or something.
Well, I'll warm you up.
Okay.
I'll give you some choices. Favorite Britney dance move, the high kick or the head roll?
I mean, I like the way she flips her hair. So I like the head roll stuff.
Okay.
I know
I'm a high kick.
I also love her nervous finger flick. I don't know if you've the finger flick.
Now this is the modern Britney move.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, so I have a confession to make. So I am a, you know, Baby One More Time was my first album when I was 10 years old, whatever. But I wasn't during like Toxic and Slave for You. I wasn't like a Britney diehard, like a lot of little gay boys my age were. I was a Christina Aguilera fighter. So I know, mind blown. But when I turned 18, 19, 2007 was happening, 2006 and 2007 was happening. And then I was sucked back into this drama of Britney because she was, you know, being filmed every single day, every single moment of her life was being filmed. And I had this obsession of watching these videos of her and then watching the decline of her maybe mental health. You know, she started to speak in British accents and shave her head and beat paparazzi cars with umbrellas. And I, at 19, I felt so much, just such a kinship to that struggle, because I've battled drug abuse in the past. And so I just felt like, and my, you know, around 1920 was when I really fell out of control. And that was 2007. So I felt this weird kinship to Britney. I mean, I shaved my head after she shaved her head. Like, so I didn't become like a real fan till 2007, where I was like, and I really dove in and took a look at like the way her life had been handled so meticulously. And to me, I always was like a sympathizer, even when, you know, everyone was fat shaming and all that stuff. I was like, she's not, you know, I'd be like, she's not fat.
She wasn't fat, by the way. She just had two children and also had like a slamming bod.
Yes.
It just didn't look like how it looked when she was 19 and yeah. I'm a Slave for You.
And it's just so wild to think back to that. And then Blackout came out, and then that album came out, and I was like, wow. Like, you know, it was my party album, but also like my driving around feeling, you know, like, oh, I'm feeling pretty low. Like, what can make me, you know, lift my spirits? I know, a little hit of It's Britney, Bitch. And, you know, I just really relate to that era. And that's when I became a huge, huge fan.
I love that it happened during her darkest time.
It's weird, like, you can see the cruelest part of the world, the cruelest part, but then on the other side you see the most beautiful part. Do you know? It's like you go from one extreme to the next, and they're both worth it because you wouldn't see the other one without the other one. But that cruel part is damn cruel, and you'll never forget it. But that heaven is heaven. So it's like, I've been to both places. Yeah. Now I try to avoid situations from the past that may threaten me.
How do you do that?
I go through life like a karate kid.
And I think that era too, that 2006, 2007 era was the first time we were able to see it actually, you know, in as the general population. It's like, oh, you know, there, who, what is this? Like, we don't accept this from this, our pop princess whom we've deemed as our virgin sacrifice. Like, we don't accept eat it, lick it, snort it, fuck it to a paparazzi, you know?
Yes.
So yeah. And I think you've really tapped into why, cause it's fascinating why she's such a gay icon, because obviously she's embraced it more over the years, but she's never been as outspoken as other pop stars have been about like gay rights or gay activism. She's actually been very, you know, conservative Christian growing up, and she's kind of always held that as her one true belief. She's not anti-gay by any means, but I think that duality, I think you really cracked the case. Cause I would Google like, why is Britney Spears such a gay icon? Besides the obvious reason, like she has club bangers and stuff, but like, why do so many gay boys relate to her? And I think that's part of it too, that duality that she has, that you can either relate to, and not just gay boys, obviously you relate to it, and people with, you know, mental health issues and depression, and just there's so many ways to relate to it. And I think that's a big reason why, and sometimes we don't even realize that, like, even as you're saying it, I'm kind of like, oh my god, that's so true. She does have this duality that we don't know what to do with.
We really don't know what to do with it all. But now, I think we're a little bit more as a society, we're getting more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a little bit, we're moving that needle of allowing people to be messy, allowing people to just to be who they are.
It's very true.
And she just wants to be, she just wants to be.
I know.
And that's the thing where she's just like, I love all my fans. And when she did go, she was at the GLAAD Awards when she was honored.
Yeah.
And she's so supportive of, you know, the community as a whole. And, but it, she isn't out there fighting and speaking eloquently about it. She's just like, I just love all my fans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's right. That's all we could ever want is just for everyone to accept each other for exactly who they are.
So true. And her team needs to realize this too, because they are living in a pre-Instagram, pre-being able to Google everything time where they think they can just, and it's really doing damage because they think they can just keep her locked away. The longer they keep her locked away in her mansion, she really is a princess in the...
Up in her castle, yeah. Locked away. What do you, what is your take on her team and the situation that she's in?
I mean, I jump back and forth because obviously I want to think the best, that everyone just has her best interests at heart, especially since her family's involved in her team. You know, her dad's her biggest caretaker or whatever, conservator. I think there's probably a lot of greed going on. You know, she's making a lot of money that she does not have access to, just by law of being in a conservatorship. I mean, it's just facts. It's like you can find the legal documents of saying like how much money she's given, you know, a month, which is so wild.
I've said it once, I'll say it again.
Let me hear it.
My dream is for Susie Orman, girlfriend, if you hear me out there, girlfriend, to sit down with Britney and talk about money with Britney. Like, Britney, even though you can't decide if you want to buy a new car tomorrow, okay? Like, let's get down to brass tacks. You can't make that decision. Whoever is in charge of your conservatorship, you would need to ask them for permission and they would have to approve or not. But Brittany, here is what you made last year. Here is how much you spent last year. Here's how much you paid people to work with you last year. Here's what your electric bill was last year. She doesn't have a lot going on. It's not like she doesn't have the time to sit down. And Susie could say like, here, just had to have an understanding of her money.
She's never had to.
Never had to. And, you know, a lot of celebrities have business managers who are dealing with their money, even though they do have control over their money, but someone is paying their bills for them, so they don't have to. And a lot of celebrities are very busy, and God bless, they can go and make their art and do their things, and they're able to do so much more because, I mean, Jared, we know what's up. We know how much things cost. We have to pay all our bills ourselves.
Yes.
And it takes a lot of time when you're the one doing it yourself. And so they, you know, and mo money, mo problems, I guess. But it just, I think it would feel so, she would feel so empowered.
Don't you think too? She wants that. She wants to be in charge, not just of her money, but she wants to feel like a grown-up in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? And she's just never been given the opportunity. She was put in the conservatorship at, you know, what, 28, 27, 20, something around that, before 30. Yeah. And she's now going to be 39 this year. And, you know, I mean...
Yeah, I wonder. I hope that they have... You know, it's just a weird time for all of us as Britney fans. I'm sure it's a weird time. If we're feeling that way, it's probably a weird time to be Britney.
It's probably a very, I think about that too when I get caught up in like the hoopla of like, well, she, you know, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what she needs, you know, financially, medically. We don't know any of that stuff. So obviously best interest forward, you know, but I do think it wouldn't hurt for them to replace certain people on her team and maybe say I wish the financial incentive to help her wasn't so large, because they release those numbers, you know, every quarter when she goes in for another hearing, and you can see very easily what people are getting paid, and it's a lot.
Now, you said when I walked in before we were on the mics, and I think this is really great, so I would love for you to repeat it. your dad has moved here.
Yes.
From Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And is living with you to help you.
Yeah.
And you were like, I feel like I understand Brittany because like my dad's my caretaker.
Yeah. I mean, it's really wild having my dad is now my roommate to help me as I, you know, continue through the different chemo rounds and then eventually a bone marrow transplant, which is 3 months of 24-hour care that I need. Not medical professional care, but just someone to be with me at all times to remind me to take my medicine. Just little things that are going to happen. My reality is very different than what it was, you know, a short, sweet 6 months ago. But I really feel that. And I also feel the being stuck in your home and not being able to leave, because when I'm, you know, mine is very different. Mine is for my own health's sake, I'm immune, you know, I get immunity deficient after a round of chemo, and I'm stuck in home for about 3 week periods of time where I really can't go to crowded public places. I can go to, you know, a little few places with a mask on. And I feel like that's just like a metaphor for what Brittany, can do. Oh, she can go to, you know, she can go to Hawaii, but with a mask on, you know, like,
yeah, she's not talking to anyone. Mm-hmm. She's protected.
She can't go to the crowded areas that I can't go to, you know? So I really sympathize more so than ever, which makes me question if this is all, you know, this is where I get into the little bit of conspiracy about it, is if this is all for her mental health, like, is this mentally healthy for a person? Because I know I go crazy and I will text my friends and say, you are coming over tomorrow from 2 to 4 before my nap, you know, before I take my one med that makes me super tired. You are going to come over the next day. And then I go to a doctor's appointment and it's all very scheduled. And so I do feel very much like Brittany in that, like, you know, you watch the documentaries For the Record and I Am Brittany Jean, and you see her life is so scheduled. I really relate to all of that now. Cause at first I was just like, oh, you know, I can do whatever I want. It didn't really, you know, I was just like, poor Brittany, free Brittany. She needs to be free. Maybe she does need a schedule. Maybe she does need all that stuff, but it's not healthy to be
kept away.
Yeah. From at least friends, you know.
I just couldn't believe it when I went to Hawaii. And
when you told me that story, I got chills down my spine.
Just let her be around people. And maybe she is. And we're all we just don't know. And we've made all this up. But come on.
I mean, it does not. I know a hairstylist who worked with her, and she was a young lady and she's still a friend. And she worked with Brittany, and it's years ago, 2013-ish, you know, but right before the Vegas residency, but after 2011. And she would, you know, Brittany would post her on her Instagram and take pictures together just for fun. She didn't even know how to tag her in it. The poor girl got no publicity or press from being just like a random girl on Brittany's Instagram. But I mean, so this is all to say, I think if there were people around her, she'd be at least putting them on her social media because she enjoys doing that.
Absolutely. I agree.
And so I really don't think we're wrong in that case. We just don't know what the reason, the logic or lack thereof is behind this Princess in the Palace thing. But,
I mean, we know she goes to therapy. I love when she posted herself making silly faces. She's like, it was too serious in therapy, so I'm making silly faces.
Yeah.
that's what she wrote. And I just was like, I love you.
Yeah.
You know what? Because you're not wrong. Sometimes I should do that when I come out of therapy.
Exactly.
Just make a lot of silly faces. It would be great if a therapist suggested to the court even, like, she has to hang out with people.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a really tough time and you're having a horrible day and you're, you know, I've had moments like this where I am depressed. I'm feeling so anxious. I struggle more with anxiety than depression, but feeling paralyzed. But the second a friend calls and asks me to go do something, you go and spend an hour with them, feel great.
Oh my God. That's literally been my coping mechanism through this whole scary time. And it's at first it started as like, I have to force myself to let someone come over because I don't feel good. And then, you know, luckily I have an amazing support system, but like, well, and that's what I call my support system and say, please come over. I don't, you know, I just can't be alone. Now it's different. Now that my family's moved out here, I always have someone with me. So it is very wonderful. But yeah, you feel different just, you know, just chit-chatting, and it kind of takes you out of that that deep darkness that we would, you know, whether you're battling cancer or you're just having, you know, a bad day, or you are wondering what's going to happen with your court case on January 22nd, you know, it takes you out of that for an hour. And you do. And when your friends leave, you do feel better. You feel lifted and, you know, more lighthearted. And
wait, is that what's happening? Is it January 22nd?
It's on Wednesday is her new hearing, is the big hearing.
Oh, gosh. And this is coming out on Thursday.
Oh, my
God.
Should we record two alternate endings?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Just in case we want to say congrats. Brittany is free from her conservatorship.
So
amazing.
Wait, what will be decided? What could possibly happen on Thursday?
Well, the fandemonium around it is that she'll either be locked into more conservatorship or she will be instantly freed. I don't think logically either of those make a lick of sense.
She's had too rough of a year. They're not going to let her be free.
Yeah.
She would have had a better chance if this trial happened a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the spring hit and she stopped taking her meds and all hell broke loose, like, now they're not going to trust her.
Yeah.
Trust is broken. Also, her kids, she lost more custody since this has happened.
The thing is, she's never had custody of her kids. That's a big, like, myth that we've all just agreed to believe. She doesn't have, it's her dad who has custody of the kids. She has no custody. She has no rights.
Well, now he doesn't have custody, though. The dad, well, because he's not in charge of her conservatorship. So, I see what you're saying.
Because she's not allowed to vote. She's not allowed to go to the doctor of her own choice. And she's definitely
She's not allowed to vote?
When you were a conservative, I've done a lot of research about I've had a lot of time on my hands in my hospital stays. When you are a conserved individual, you are no longer is it intents and purposes? You know that?
Yeah, sure,
all intents and purposes. You are no longer considered an active human being. All of that stuff is stripped away from you.
Like, I can't. Oh.
She can't vote. She cannot get custody of her kids one way or the other. All of her custody, and I'm using very heavy, thick air quotes right now. If you can't see me because this is a podcast, these air quotes, the custody in air quotes of her kids is all.
Whoever is in charge of her conservatorship.
Exactly.
They have custody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Which is scary because that's been such a bargaining chip for getting Britney to do things. And that is just
100%. I've said this for a very long time. This conservatorship will end when both her children are 18. I believe that she has played nice. And again, that they've used this as a bargaining chip to get her to lie down and do whatever they want her to do because she just wants to make sure she gets to see her children.
Exactly.
And when they are both 18, the lioness is going to be full lion and she is going to fight like hell to get her life back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, guys, we won't know. I mean, we're speaking.
This comes out on
Thursday, but we're talking on a Monday. And normally I don't out that kind of information, but we have to be honest. We just don't know.
Breaking this fourth wall as we speak.
Tired of calling other people who don't want to talk about Britney? Well, worry no more. With the new We Need to Talk About Britney hotline, you'll never have that problem again. And the best part is, the Britney hotline is totally free. Call 1-814-277-3277. You can talk about Britney however much you want. Call now. It's totally free and only about Britney.
I'm not all about the screaming free Britney. I don't think
definitely not.
I don't think it's getting us anywhere. If anything, I think it's us trying to make up for our poor behavior in 2007.
Mm-hmm. It's a guilty conscience.
Yes. Thank you. We've seen, other than the favorite Britney dance move, we've really seen eye to eye on many Britney fronts during this conversation. But let us know what you think. I'm just so curious to find out.
What kind of stuff can people call in about?
Anything. If you need to talk about Britney, you can call the
hotline. Like if I have a follow-up thought after you leave here, I can just call the hotline?
Please.
All right. Good to know.
And I'll put it on there. It'll be great. Anytime. Jared, thank you so much for taking time to sit with me and talk about Britney. I'm thinking of you. If you, at any point in your journey, want to text about Britney, we could start our own text chain and just talk about Britney throughout all of this.
I'm trying to get to the zone experience with you. That's my goal, is to be well enough to do that, because I've been, you know, anxiously awaiting the arrival of the zone.
Well, I've got a ticket for you.
Okay, thanks.
I'm putting it to the side. You can let me know day of how you're feeling, and I hope you can make it. I can't wait to see that. I'm ready for it.
Now that she's kind of put her stamp of semi-approval, or...
or she's been told
someone's gotten it with approval. Instagram.
Well, maybe Susie Orman has gotten to Britney, and it's like, girlfriend, you need to bring in money.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay, the zone experience.
Oh, I love to think of it that way.
Yeah, she couldn't do the show, so it's like they're giving the fans something. I'm also really excited for the Broadway musical.
Oh my gosh, I know.
I think it sounds genius. I can't wait. I'm so excited for it. But really, I appreciate you taking the time, especially in between treatments.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's a good way to spend a lazy Monday, cozied up on the couch talking about, you know, everyone's favorite pop star.
Well, we're all thinking of you.
Thank you.
Go get him. Fight this fucking cancer. Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
It's such bullshit.
Very true.
Everyone, go buy those lashes. Just do it. We all need lashes.
Yes, you need lashes. And speaking of Kristen Doty, I know we've talked about her at the beginning of the podcast. She has a t-shirt line, and she has Fuck Cancer shirts, and they also are 100% of the proceeds to her Fuck Cancer shirts go to my medical bills as well.
Yes, Kristen.
So, yeah.
Where can we, what are?
I don't know the website, but it's her jamesmay.co Instagram handle for her t-shirt line.
Get a t-shirt and get some lashes, put everything on, put on some Britney, dance in your living room, and have a time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.